Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another stupendous, incredible episode of Multi Patrol, your mom's favorite podcast. Make sure you check us out on Instagram, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Facebook, at MultiPotural. I am Brian, a.k.a. B-Hearn, a.k.a. the Puerto Rican Ron Swanson.
I have a joke for you.
Okay.
The government in this town is excellent and uses your tax dollars efficiently.
Bird the gang, Eagles Nation. Football season right around the corner, people. Let's do this.
For the record, there hasn't been a repeat Super Bowl champion in a very,
very long time.
Yeah, Ryan Saber. Yeah, shut your fucking mouth. That's my. I got the mic. Ryan Saber, Captain Cleveland, Browns, Cavs, Indians, CLE till I die. Cleveland, this is for you.
Doo-doo Brown. Oh, damn it, I did it again.
Your name's Jordan.
Thank you.
AKA legal name.
Hey, guys. Jordan Brown here. AKA Doo-doo Brown. AKA, did you hear that the Eagles won the fucking Super Bowl?
Ooh, we jams, baby.
Yeah.
It must be football season.
AKA USDA fresh meat, motherfucker.
You forgot the prime.
USDA prime. Certified fresh prime meat.
It is prime, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's Optimus. Me. Rounding out the end, Ryan, this is your friendly neighborhood, Jadon.
You must have thought it was White Boy Day. Yeah? It ain't White Boy Day, is it?
Oh, man, it ain't White Boy Day.
Ooh.
A.K.A. the official member of the Night Club. A.K.A. Mr. Body.
Well, you're rounding out the last of the folks that are here because Matthew's joining us via...
Spirit.
Via FaceTime today.
He's dead?
Not yet. It's coming.
God, you sound so much better than we do.
I know. He sounds great. No, it sounds awesome.
We should all just Skype in.
It's like, man.
Well, I tried
it's
that.
Like my, it's like my...
Danny Feliciano.
He's to Mateo.
Puerto Rican Lamy David. King
Ooh.
Joffy Jofer.
Ooh.
Man lover. Get out of my dreams. Somebody got to finish that.
And
get into
my car. There it is. AKA Bat Nipples.
Wait a minute. Bat Nipples? Yeah.
George Clooney Batman.
Oh, I got it.
They're bulletproof, too.
The nipples or the suit?
The nipples, especially the nipples.
You can't look away either way.
This is true. This is true. On this
fucking bad nipples.
That was good.
This episode, we're going to be talking about some of our, it's going to be the 80s episode, plain and simple. Might be a one-parter, might be a two-parter. We'll see what happens when we get into it.
It's an 80s party.
I love the 80s part one, possibly two parts. Who knows what's going to happen? We never even know what's going to happen in these episodes.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
We do want to give a big shout out to one of our new sponsors, Andrew Newman, attorney at law. Make sure you hit him up for all your criminal and traffic needs in North Carolina. His number is 336-663-2388. Once again, Andrew Newman, attorney at law, 336-663-2388. So we're going to kick it off with Captain Cleveland himself, Saba, talking about some of his favorite movies.
Okay, so I did a little bit of a top five here. I kind of do things a little bit differently every week. I take a different approach to the way that I look at our topics. So this week we're doing top five.
I like that you say you do it differently every single time.
I do, though.
Okay, all right.
Sometimes I do it one way.
Sometimes I'm doing a top five.
This is the first time I've done a top five. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of really good 80s movies. You know what, Jordan? Go fuck yourself. How about that?
I don't know that movie.
How about that?
Done.
I'd definitely go fuck myself. Now.
It took way too long to get to.
Now, to my list. Number five, Bull Durham. Second best baseball movie of all time behind Major League. Major League also was made in the 80s. However, we talked about it in the last episode, so I wanted to avoid redundancy.
I would.
Don't be using big words like that on this
show.
I
love redundancy.
Redundancy means that we're doing it over and over again.
Your mom was at college.
Kevin Costner's outstanding as sort of the end of the road baseball player. Crash Davis, he's a career minor leaguer. And this movie put Tim Robbins on the map.
Yes. It's your fault for saying end of the road, man. You know we can't resist.
He's the end of the road career minor leaguer. Put Tim Robbins on the map. And mm-hmm. who has not seen Bull Durham that does not love Susan Sarandon?
She's
kind of slutty, but not. She's really smart. Like, she knows baseball, but she's still slutty, so we love slutty.
She's the whore you choose.
We love slutty smart girls.
Yeah, let me turn this down. There's
blood. Got family and shit in the background.
My family's here.
Javier, keep the door closed.
Number four, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Mm. Yes.
How can you not love this movie? Every kid's dream, sort of about the epic day of skipping school. Mm. You know, Matthew Broderick is Ferris Bueller. You see him now, you know, 30, 40 years later, however long it is. I'm not a math major. you just say, hey, that's Ferris Bueller right there. Ferris Bueller is married to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Say
right?
Ferris.
Alan Ruck as the best friend. You know, you see the development of him throughout the movie as
Cameron.
Sort of this lovable loser. Nice. Cameron, that's right. Sorry.
No. Dad.
To where he just gets to the point where he's kicking that Ferrari off, off the end. And then Mia Sarah, Sloan.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. What are we talking about?
Listen,
Jordan wasn't born yet.
It was only a fucking matter of time before you threw that joke in. And not to mention, with women we love, Master not only Mia Sarah, but my baby Jennifer Grey's in this movie as well as the sister. So we love
baby.
Her. Jeannie.
Shauna!
And surprise cameo by Charlie Sheen at the end in the police station.
He's playing himself, though.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Drugs.
Number three, Die Hard. One of, if not the best action movie of all time. It's also
Christmas movie.
Best Christmas movie.
The
ever.
Best Christmas movie.
Yo, did you guys see that?
Our fans disagree.
Fans
movie.
In the booth disagree.
This is an ongoing.
Just said it wasn't though.
Yeah,
who said
Courtney
that?
Did.
You see Courtney.
That? Yeah.
Who but this that? Is an no. ongoing debate.
Bruce Willis said it wasn't a Christmas movie.
But fuck Bruce Willis.
He's getting roasted. He's
got to say that shit to his face, bitch.
I will. Bottom line is this. It's a movie at Christmas time about Christmas. It's an age-old debate. It's sort of like is a
Christmas
hot,
party.
Is a hot dog a sandwich? It falls in the same category.
It's not
as
a sandwich.
I've never thought about that.
He thinks about hot dogs that. A lot, but I don't know if in the sandwich sense.
There were like 14 vendors on the way over here as I walked.
Exactly.
They didn't have signs or anything. I was just like, hey,
hot dog sandwich. Here
but is
go.
A hot dog a sandwich or is it in some category?
Not. No,
it's
own
a category.
Hot dog. It's a hot dog.
Thank you.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
It is not a fucking sandwich.
Listen, it's an age-old debate. That's
are
all
you
I'm saying
that it's
tomato,
a sandwich?
I think
all
he is
I'm saying
that it's
is
a
I don't think I think we're talking about 80s movies, not whether a hot dog is a sandwich. I think we can save that
answer
for
the
another
fucking
time.
Question.
It is a piece of meat.
It's a piece of meat that goes between bread. So,
exactly.
I don't know what you categorize a sandwich as, but I'll leave it at that.
Hashtag hot dog sandwich.
First hashtag of the show.
Consider it from now on.
There we go.
You know, back to Die Hard. Nobody thought that Bruce Willis was an action hero. Obviously, he proved everybody wrong. He is still John McClane. Christ, I think they just put out a Die Hard movie not too long ago. So,
sure did.
You know, John McClane, Los Angeles, Nakatomi Tower, Hans Gruber. You know, what more is there to say? Number two, and there was much debate here. We actually had a conversation last week about this, whether we wanted to do this movie or its sequel. But I'm going to go with the original, and that's 48 Hours. Hmm. The 80s belonged to Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was either this or sort of Beverly Hills Cop. I went with this one because, you know, I Beverly Hills Cop was a little more just straight comedy, whereas 48 Hours had a little more drama to it. Nick Nolte was awesome.
They play off each other well.
Yeah. You know, it started the whole, you know, if you look, as I was doing the research, a lot of sites say that, you know, this started the whole buddy cop genre, Lethal Weapon, some other ones that you might think about. And obviously, like I said, Jack Cates was awesome. And that's it for that one.
Number Yo, was one, another 48 hours in the
90s? I think it was actually in 19. No, it was in 1990.
90? Okay, I was going to say 90. Yeah.
But hold on. What? I mean, let's not start getting into fucking specifics here. I'm going to start fact-checking you, asshole.
Hey, 1990 is not in the 80s.
No, there was a bunch Jordan, that I actually Jordan, thought were in the 80s, and they
were
weren't.
Born?
I am literally on the internet talking to you.
Will not take long.
He's our guy on the chair.
Oh, you're still looking at
yeah,
me.
He's our man on the street.
I was born in 88. Yeah, so I'm just sitting here. I'm about to fucking. I'm not fact checking.
Why are you
shit.
Even here?
I don't know. I'm sitting here in the corner fucking myself. Yes.
All right. Number one. Let me go ahead and get through here. Number one 80s movie of all time. It's a movie that every time it comes on TV, I have to stop and watch it. And that's Top Gun. I love this movie. I watch it every single time.
Day.
It was revolutionary. Hold on, dickhead. It was revolutionary. At the time.
It's a little touchy today.
I thought we were
going to
go with The Little Mermaid.
Expose him!
I don't know. Why do we let the groupies in the studio? We're going to have to stop this.
Honorable mention.
They're Band-Aids, not groupies.
Yeah, Band-Aids, right? It was revolutionary at the time with fighter pilot and all those types of things with the airplanes. Maverick, Goose, Iceman, classic cinema.
Merlin.
Some of the scenes in that movie are scenes that every single time they come on, everybody knows, everybody smiles. Singing the Righteous Brothers in the bar, She Lost That Love and Feeling.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. You know, the scene where he describes... Oh, man.
Jesus.
I'm a little under the weather. The scene where he describes, you know, when he was... When they had their interaction with the MiG, where they were doing foreign relations. Yes, Goose, I know the finger. The beach volleyball. Fuck, who doesn't know the beach volleyball scene?
I love that scene.
I was like, whatever, how old I was. I was like, I need to get in the gym.
I know.
As an 8-year-old.
Rick Rossovich. Yeah, the shadowy tongue-kissing scene. I've already referred to that on previous episodes.
Hashtag
And
tongue
kissing. What did you just say? Shadowy.
Yes, the shadowy tongue kissing scene.
Apparently, I'm under the weather.
Not what I heard.
This is the flu edition.
And not only are there classic scenes, but there's classic, you know, there's classic lines.
Mario sound.
Where you know, Rick Rossovich and Tom Cruise, you know, crash and burn, Mav, and then you know he walks up to him and he goes, Slider, you stink. Or, you know, when him and Iceman are interacting, he's like, that's why nobody likes you, because you're dangerous. He goes, that's right, Iceman, I am dangerous. And then Val Kilmer does the...
the chomp of all chomps.
That shit's fucking classic. So, that's all I got.
Incidentally, he wore those bat nipples.
Did they fucking have the bat fact. Nipples by then?
Yeah,
I thought Clooney had the bat nips too. Can we get a fact checked from our man
yeah,
on the
sure,
street
right
over
now.
Here?
Right
guy
nipples
in the chair.
Or no nipples?
As a nipple aficionado.
Okay, Google.
What I can say is Val definitely had the bat nips.
Nipples.
First appearance, bat nipples in a movie.
And now a word from our sponsors.
We want to take the opportunity to shout out one of our sponsors, Gate City Growlers. They have 20 taps. They specialize in small North Carolina breweries and specialty craft beers. Working with the little guys since 2015. Guys, please, please stay local. Take care of the local shops.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and go second. Saba touched on a few of my favorites. You know, I was born in 1980. So,
Jesus
you know, 80s one of my favorite decades. This is when upstate New York, this is where I was
growing
up.
I'm
going
to need to see the birth certificate on there.
True. I do look good.
We got that Dick Clark thing going on.
That is not the way we were going.
But, you know, movies in the 80s were always a big thing for my family and I. You know, big shouts to my mom, dad, sisters, everybody. And my topics are kind of a little bit off base from, you know, your normal Ferris Bueller's Top Guns, which are all fantastic movies. Horror movies were gigantic.
Horror.
Yeah, for the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Horror.
You fucking whore.
Enunciate.
Enunciate. Horror.
Horror movies back movies. Then were big, too.
Well, they were awesome.
They were big.
That's true. And they were in both industries.
They were in the theater.
Right? Wasn't that weird?
They were. In the all other, over Times Square,
walk
too.
Into a yeah. theater and get in a wreck with everybody.
All over Times Square.
So in a wreck.
I thought you said erect. I was like, what?
Oh, no, he said erect.
Get in a wreck. Oh, my bad. God, you guys are fucking filthy.
Yeah, filthy. So I'm going to go ahead and kick it off with, a villain that ran the 80s and, you know, a little bit into the 90s, Jason Voorhees, Friday the 13th. I know the original came out, I believe, 78, 79.
Mm-hmm. Baghead.
So he didn't don the original hockey mask until 83 in Friday the 13th Part 3, which mm-hmm. is one of the first 3D movies to be mass distributed in theaters by a major motion picture studio.
I don't know mm-hmm. anything about scary movies.
No, you don't. You will not
I'm
be on the Halloween
scared,
episodes.
Dude.
Jesus
Christ.
There's no love story.
So a couple little fun facts about it. The first Jason has a band called First Jason.
He has a band?
Yeah. And they're called
First
Jason.
Is he the
frontman? Yes.
Like the
he's the bass player.
The actor that played
the actor that, and the first one that came out of the lake to bring the girl
I know
down.
This really awesome bass player, actually.
Part is he on My Brother Skylar?
I think he's in a band called My Brother Skylar.
Hey, fun fact there. You know what I heard earlier this week? You know who played the first Predator?
Who?
Fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme
what?
Was the guy
I
in the Predator.
There's absolutely
Google
no
it.
Way.
Look Google
how,
it.
Look how
he's
fucking small.
Yeah.
No, dude. No. Jean-Claude Van Damme
yo.
Is a small
so
piece of shit.
I don't really want to get into this, but.
Too late.
So he just came over from Brussels. They talked about it on the Dan Le Batard show this week on ESPN. He couldn't get over the green screen stuff, so they actually had to end up firing him, and they hired the guy who was 6'7", but when they started filming the first Predator, it was supposed to be Jean-Claude
what?
Van Damme.
I believe
he
that.
Was
I
he was in
that.
Fucking yeah. Google it.
I'll bet you he was all of the invisible scenes.
That's very true.
I was about to say I never clever.
Sorry, I didn't that.
Hear you. Oh, you're good.
I just thought that was a good
just
fun
watched,
fact.
I literally just watched Predator last night.
I watched it this week
last
as well.
Night,
I've had
yeah.
a little bit of time off, so I've been catching up on some television.
Just a little bit of time off?
You know, focusing on big picture
but
shit like multi-pop show.
You've been hungover every morning.
Almost. almost
I'm,
every
I'm
morning.
I'm hungover that slash too. Drunk right now. This is an awkward feeling, I'll tell you what.
Also, so Jason's original name was supposed to be Josh, but the director did not. yeah, little fun fact. The director did not think that was intimidating enough, so he named him
and
after.
And he was right.
Yeah,
no shit. He would have been walking
so
around in Abercrombie's and shit.
With fucking, what was the shit with the alligator on it?
Lacoste.
No. The Lacoste. Yeah, original shit.
Original
fucking
yeah.
tennis
I
racket.
I thought you said something.
No machete, tennis racket.
Tennis racket. He's killing people out there with racquetballs.
People still would have ran from him just as much, though. They would have been like, oh.
So, so the director was like, well, this kid Jason used to beat the shit out of me in high school, so he went with Jason instead of Josh. Josh Voorhees just doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't.
Jason Voorhees sounds way better. And so far, to date, the total body count for Jason Voorhees through the years, past the 80s, everything else, 173.
Rad.
173, that's pretty awesome.
Dude's got nothing on John McClane.
I think John McClane's body
I'm really glad.
Like
check.
15.
Matt, you were the only one that laughed. I'm really glad that we got you.
You gotta get a laugh from somewhere. Sticking on some horror shit, horror shit.
Horror.
Gotcha.
Lost Boys, 87. Probably one of my favorite, one of the best vampire movies of all time. You know, you got Jason Patrick, Keith Sutherland, the Coreys, both Coreys in
Kiefer.
There.
Yep,
Kiefer. Am I going to get spell fucking corrected this entire goddamn episode?
Mommy Daddy corrected every single fucking time.
Shit.
But you shouldn't know that.
Pussy.
That's something you should know. You commit that.
By the way, can I jump in?
Sure.
Jordan's,
we have been all night.
We helped Jordan move today, and his dad is cool as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Check
yeah.
that.
Big shout
right.
out.
Beheard and Cherry is the we, not...
Yeah. Ryan Saba didn't.
Saba waited on the cable guy all day today.
And cable
Matt,
guy?
Can Courtney
Matt
fact check that?
Matt was off doing awesome family
you
stuff.
Can put no, fucking I hashtags on it all you want. I got 100 megabytes per second fiber optic internet now.
Why? So you can lose
you can
all the time.
His new AKA is going to be AKA Captain One Upper. That's what it's going to be.
Oh, dude, I just got 100
Kleiber moved out of Greensboro.
Someone had to take over the mantle. Someone had to take over the mantle. Big shout out to Clymer. and of course, Jamie Gertz, fucking smoking hot in that movie, and then the good old Cry Little Sister from the soundtrack. And that was actually a pretty decent soundtrack for Lost Boys. I was running out of breath there. Fright Night, another one, 1985. Fantastic, fantastic movie.
Fight Night or Fright Night?
Fright Night.
Oh, my God.
Now we're just going to do it on fucking principle.
This is going to be a thing. I've seen it. So that's going to wrap up my little segment of it so I can compose myself.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
A big thank you to one of our sponsors, Jeff Beal, and his team at Throwback Custom Cars in Raleigh, North Carolina. For over 30 years, they have specialized in classic car restoration, as well as residential/commercial automation technology and audio-video systems. There is no project too big or too small, and they work all across the U.S. To set up a consultation, contact Jeff at 919-235-8337 or go to throwbackcustomcars.com and fill out the contact us form.
We're going to go to Mr. Born in 1988 over here.
Whoop-dee-fucking-do. Mine is going to be fast as a shite because I was born in 1988.
You didn't exist yet.
Yeah, you know what? I was a little baby bastard. at the top
little
of
monsters,
my list.
Little Monsters, right?
The Munsters?
Howie Mandel?
I don't know what that is.
Yes, Little Monsters.
Little Monsters.
Little Monsters.
He still doesn't know.
Fred Savage was in that.
Those are two words.
And Ben Savage.
Yep.
So,
the Savages.
Bunch of savages
those
in this town.
Savages, I swear to God. All right, so at the top of my list.
He has a list.
No Ripley notebook this week.
Well, I'm in the midst of packing.
It's in one of your boxes.
It's in one of my boxes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Ripley! So at the top of my list, I got Full Metal Jacket.
Ooh,
one of my favorite
movies. Hell yeah.
That is a good one.
Okay.
Oh, the guy born in 88 says something you guys didn't fucking expect.
Not unexpected.
You children.
Hey, just take a compliment, bro.
Yeah.
I swear to God, Ryan Saba, you.
I love you.
Fluffy.
At least you get compliments from this fucker over here, not just
skull check. I give them where they're deserved.
Well, yeah, dude, that's because we make out.
Only because he gets it.
Oh, you can say that shit, but.
Oh. You can bleep that out.
Yeah, we're going to.
You can coin that out.
So Full Metal Jacket, I really didn't write a lot about it. The only thing I wrote beside it.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah. A lot of shit happens.
Me
so
horny. What does that paper say? What's that paper say?
It says Full Metal Jacket 87.
Not even like a Stanley Kubrick or anything?
No. Right. Nothing.
He was like, who's that guy?
Yeah, what is that?
Matthew Modine.
Stanley who?
What did he write? What song did he make?
Yeah, what did he sing?
I still can't hear myself that very well. Popeye. There we go. I just want to sound like you guys. That's all. Also in 87, a year before my birth, one of the funniest movies of all time, Spaceballs. If you ask me,
Courtney called
sir.
That one.
Yes, sir.
We were doing a little list.
I thought it was going to be Jerry.
I wouldn't call that out.
Yeah.
Really?
I went with Jerry.
I went with you though.
Wait, is this last week when I wasn't here?
Boyfriend and fucking boyfriend.
I know where he's at.
Yeah.
Sorry, Courtney.
Will you marry me?
Probably.
I do.
No, okay, that was from Spaceballs, but
too vague, man. Too vague.
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, let's see your list. How vague you get?
Oh,
you
I'm gonna get real vague.
All right, so I also got the original Terminator on here. It's
awesome.
Yep,
yeah, it is great.
I meant for that to be my AKA. God damn it! I was like, man, I got a great AKA. Yeah, fuck myself, right, Courtney? Wow, you're such a great addition.
Hey, whoa! Hey, ouch!
Why don't you get a fucking microphone and talk shit sometime?
Hey.
Damn!
He can set it up.
Ooh. What did she say? I didn't even hear it because you didn't have a fucking microphone. So anyways, my AKA would... I'm sorry, Saba. I thought we were together.
Saba's
going to
punch you.
You know you're the bottom bitch.
He's going to...
I didn't know we were attacking the fucking
group. Courtney's top dog over there. You're the bottom
her.
Bitch.
She was sitting over there doing the jack off in your face motion.
Right. What is your next movie?
Yeah, like get the fuck out of my grill. Look at what that chick did. Save my soul.
We can't do real live Mario sound effects when they're in here with us.
So anyways, my AK was going to be give me your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. Thank you. Pretty much it. Thank you, Courtney, for calling me.
And my final one,
so I can shut the fuck up, is Princess Bride. I
figured,
to be honest, I figured you would have said this with the greatest love story of all time.
I've never seen Princess Bride.
Get the fuck out!
Oh, my God!
Get the fuck
out. And it is on HBO right now.
Get the fuck out of this room.
I have never...
Go home.
Watch that movie.
And watch it, and then come back.
So I have seen pieces of it, but I've never sat and watched it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, man.
It's inconceivable.
Inconceivable! I'm sorry I just yelled and spit all over the place.
Make an evening of it, though.
No, like, I will.
Turn the lights and light candles.
I felt like I should sort of tell you guys the truth there.
I appreciate
for
that.
Once.
We are a team, after all.
The truth shall set you free.
There's no I in team. But there is an I in meat pie.
That's true.
Shaun of the Dead, anybody? Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm done. I don't give a fuck about y'all.
I already
anymore.
Went to Jerry on
go
that.
Go ahead. I'm sitting on my balls.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jerome.
I've got a couple. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4. It's fine.
All right.
I'll start with a little movie called Clue.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Anytime it's on, I will watch it wherever it is.
Okay.
It had an all-star cast. Let's see. We had Leslie Ann Warren, Colleen Camp, Tim Curry. Christopher Lloyd was in there, Michael McKean, Martin Mull, Lee Ving from Fear, fucking punk rocker in there, and then Madeline Kahn was rounding out. It was amazing. It was silly. It was funny. It was, it made you think, who did it? You know, it was a classic.
Way better than the board game.
way
better. Sucks.
Just a little bit.
Michael McKean as Mr. Green is one of my favorite characters. Where he's just... He's aloof as hell, and then he turns out to be, like, the copper at the end. Yeah. But one of my favorite parts where they're all talking, and he's like, Mrs. Peacock was a man? He just gets slapped. Oh, my God. It was great. Let's see. Clue was great. I'm going to jump from Clue to Weird Science.
Ah, yes.
You know what? That's a really, really good one.
Yeah.
Weird Science was a little 80s vehicle for Anthony Michael Hall.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it was a story about him and his buddy. I don't remember his buddy's name because he never really did anything after that.
Hold on. I got it in my notes.
Okay. Bam, pages of notes.
Michael Berryman. No. That was a mutant biker. Never mind, I don't have it. Thought
close,
I had it.
Close.
That was a dude from like Waltz on the Hills Have Eyes.
False alarm. False alarm in the notes.
Yeah.
Like I said, that the other guy is not memorable at all. But
no, he's not really important.
You've got Anthony Michael Hall. You've got these two guys. The premise of the movie is they're bored as hell. They stay home one night, and during a lightning storm, they create a woman on their computer.
Not just any woman.
The perfect woman.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly LeBrock.
Oh, God.
Kelly LeBrock.
Yes, I forgot.
And she kind of helps them along. I don't even think she gets down with them.
No.
Does she? No.
No, they never
but
fuck.
She kind of teaches.
They take a shower.
Right. They do take a shower
with
together.
The jeans, with the jeans
they
on.
They do take a shower.
Yeah.
That's right.
With the jeans on.
It's been a long time since I've seen Weird Science, but it's all coming
Can we do
back.
That as best shower scene yeah. of the 80s?
Yes, yeah.
But she kind of shows them the ropes, shows them how to be cool in front of chicks, and it's a great 80s coming-of-age movie. It had your boy RDJ in it, and he was the number two baddie role.
Yep.
So this was way early for him. Bill Paxton as
Bill
Chet.
Oh, yes.
Bill Paxton as Chet stole the movie. He just berated them nonstop.
He was everybody's bigger brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the funniest shit ever. I mean, you get it. You get the joke. When Kelly LeBrock turned him into a giant turd with a crew cut. It was so fucking
Jordan's
funny.
Jordan's not a set. He's like, I have no fucking idea.
Dude, that's funny because I was going to say that, but I figured one of you motherfuckers would say it for me.
Yeah. I know you're just like, yep. Yep
there's
nope.
a scene in that movie that I laugh at every single time.
You've
I
never
watch
seen Weird
it. And it's
never
when he's
Weird
drunk
Science.
In the.
Oh God!
In the jazz,
yeah,
spot.
And he's doing
and
the voice.
Talking jive.
Oh yes!
Changes his voice.
Hey, Jeff Durkin.
Let's Let's see. My number, I'm not even ranking these because they're all awesome. Yeah, but,
right. I stopped trying to
rank really, them. Really cool sci-fi 80s movie is a little something called Inner Space.
Oh, is that nice. With Dustin Quaid and Meg Bryan?
That is with Dennis Quaid.
Dustin is the unpopular. Dennis. Well, you guys fucking spell check me for a while now. All right? It's definitely not Dustin Quaid.
Wait a minute.
It's funny because
I deserved that.
Yes, he did.
It's funny because his parents were going to name him Dustin Quaid, but it wasn't quite intimidating.
Stop trying
enough.
To save your boyfriend right now. Stop it.
I was making a joke back to the Jason Voorhees, cocksucker.
He's so jealous.
Yes. Yes. But it's Dennis Quaid, Meg Ryan, Martin Short, Kevin McCarthy, Wendy Shahal. You know her as Francine from American Dad. And Henry Gibson. And then the Aussie badass Vernon Wells as Mr. Igo. Wow, this movie's cool as shit. Okay, so the premise is that an Air Force, I think? Yes. He's in the military. And so he volunteers for this experiment. They're going to shrink him down, and they're going to shoot him into a person.
Well, but it ends up being her, right? His wife.
Well, who did they shoot him?
No, they shot him in Martin Short.
Yes, it was in Martin Short.
Yeah.
Come on, yeah, it's yeah. been a long time since.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, buddy.
But it's just the adventure of, you know, he got shot into Martin Short, and now they have to find a way to get him out before he, you know,
but he ends up in his wife, right? When they made out.
Yes. They
Jordan,
made
chime
out.
Chime in on this, please.
He ends up in his wife?
Yes, inside of
eventually,
her.
Eventually, yes.
His vessel ends up inside of
apparently,
her.
That's how the birds and the bees work, so.
And you learn something new every day, I guess.
Vernon Wells, the Aussie badass, he's like a, I don't want to say cyborg, but he's just a fucking badass with a robot cyborg hand. But then they... Can I say what?
You can say cyborg.
Okay.
That sounds awesome.
Cyborg.
I'll watch it now.
But
are you talking about the movie Cyborg?
He's after Dennis Quaid. It's amazing. It's a really great movie. Okay. My number one, and I did rank this one. Yes, I did rank this one. My number one 80s movie, Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension.
I have no fucking idea, but I'm really excited.
Wow. You have no idea. This thing was amazing. It was billed as a science fiction.
Wait a minute. Was this animated?
No.
Buckaroo Banzai? No,
Buckaroo Banzai.
So it's like a cowboy samurai?
Yeah. I'm getting there. Oh,
okay,
I'm getting there.
Okay. Sorry.
So it was billed as a science fiction romantic adventure.
Ooh,
comedy.
I'm into it. Romance.
It starred Peter Weller of RoboCop fame as Buckaroo Banzai. He was a physicist, neurosurgeon, test pilot, rock star.
Many.
Damn.
Now that's a
he
that's,
got them things.
Now that's
so
a resume.
He was the Jordan Brown of his day.
he really was.
He's sitting there filling out his own AKAs right there.
If you noticed, we all went and saw Ready Player One.
Yeah.
And so in that movie, he dressed as Buckaroo Banzai.
That's
right.
Yeah.
When he had the Purple Rain outfit on first.
Right, exactly.
That. Awesome.
And so basically the movie, it's a hodgepodge. It's a sci-fi masterpiece, I think. It's a story of this guy Buckaroo Banzai and his pals trying to fight aliens from Planet 10. Just listen to this cast, okay? Peter Weller from RoboCop is the titular character.
Titular.
You had John Lithgow. You had Jeff Goldblum. You had Ellen Barkin. You had Christopher Lloyd. You had Clancy Brown. You had Jamie Lee fucking Curtis.
How have I not seen this fucking movie?
No shit. Yeah,
and somehow they pushed Yakov Smirnoff into this movie.
Wait, are you being serious?
Wow, I'm really old. Really old. Sorry, everybody.
I was like, what?
What year? Semi-famous Russian comedian.
I was going to ask you what year you were born.
1980. Same as B-Hearn.
Okay.
Yeah. B-Hearn just don't remember a lot of shit.
If you've never seen this, it's a masterpiece.
Bye,
it's all over the place.
Wait, you're leaving?
She's got to go to work.
Bye, Caroline.
Whatever.
Matthew says bye, too.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Snuggles.
That's it. I mean, that's really, like I said, I had four, so that's my
that
four.
Was a really good one. That was scary because I have no fucking clue, but I want to see it. Obviously, I need to watch Princess Bride and Buckaroo.
Yes.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
We do want to give a big shout out to one of our new sponsors, Andrew Newman, attorney at law. Make sure you hit him up for all your criminal and traffic needs in North Carolina. His number is 336-663-2388. Once again, Andrew Newman, attorney at law, 336-663-2388.
Your list on, homie?
Yeah, man, I got this.
Man, go ahead and throw it in, man.
What I'm going to do first is mention shit that nobody's mentioned.
I like that.
That's good. Because it's the 80s.
Yep.
Right? Nobody said Goonies.
Shit!
Yep. Wow, I feel like an asshole.
Nobody said The Breakfast Club.
True.
I did that.
I figured Behearn would say The Breakfast Club.
And like I said, I went with more obscure shit that I got talked about the entire time in spell check.
One of my personal favorites, Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I was so in love with Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
I wanted her to be my babysitter.
Yeah.
We also got
it never happened.
Who did not?
Dude, we also got us. We got a peek into the Marvel Universe.
Because you didn't know
with,
who the fuck she was.
We got a peek into the Marvel Universe with Vincent D'Onofrio as Thor.
Yep. As Thor.
That's right.
Movie.
He wasn't really Thor. He was a mechanic, but he looked like Thor. He was buff as hell,
God,
too.
Oh, my God. That's right.
He was buff as hell.
Yeah. It was early.
That's way before Special Victims Unit.
Yeah.
Or the other one.
Another rando that you guys didn't mention. Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes. God.
Obviously, Ghostbusters. Mm. The Fly.
I'm surprised nobody mentioned Ghostbusters.
So I have a long list of horror movies.
Whip them out.
Starting with Nightmare on Elm Street.
Whip
them
out.
There we go.
That series is my top. Other people, my brother deals with Mike Myers. Mm-hmm. Brian likes Jason. Yep. I'm a Freddy guy.
I like Freddy.
Child's Play. That was fucking creepy.
Chucky. Mm-hmm.
Creepy, yes.
Right. How about Critters?
Yes! Yes.
With DiCaprio.
I was afraid to take a shit for like 2 years because of that
Wait,
movie.
Wait, DiCaprio was in Critters?
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, Dustin. Someone... Dustin DiCaprio.
Well, you know, they changed
it. It was Josh DiCaprio.
Lissandro. Lissandro DiCaprio.
You guys ever heard of Chud?
Yeah.
I was going to say Chud with my horror shit. Okay. But I like that, though.
I have
Chud's awesome.
Chud is awesome. It stands for Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dweller.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I didn't
know. In the sewers and shit.
Yep.
Pet Cemetery. Mm-hmm. That scared me, too, back then.
Poor pets.
Running Man. Anybody
Running
like
Man. Hey, oh, my God.
I was surprised.
Jesse
was
the Body Ventura's in that
yep.
shit.
Yep.
Dude, Running Man's really good.
It's like American Running Gladiators, but... You die.
American Gladiators meets
but prison time.
Hunger Games.
Right.
Well, yeah. who's your favorite gladiator on that shit?
On American
The one with the mullet?
No, man. No.
Laser.
On Running. On Running.
Jesse the Body Ventura, of course. I don't remember what his name was in it.
No,
but he was
that.
Laser.
I like,
and Laser.
I like Taser.
You like who?
The electric singing guy.
Who?
That guy. Dynamo.
The opera guy.
Dynamo.
The opera guy.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. Or Ice Pig.
Right.
The Asian Danners. Hockey player.
I feel like
player.
You just watched Running Man.
No.
Really?
We can.
Evil Dead, to this day, kind of freaks me out.
It's scary as
the
fuck.
The first one.
I don't give a shit what people say.
I mean, they're still doing spinoffs of that shit. Yeah. There's one on
Stars. They have
Ash
versus
on
the
Stars
Evil Dead.
Right now.
Yep.
Ash versus the Evil Dead. But see, after the first one, it got real campy.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they started, you know...
Yeah, the first
like
one was
cult
genuinely
following,
scary cult following
stuff,
shit.
And it was like Army of Darkness.
The second one was like a funny remake
yeah,
of the
yeah,
first
it was,
one.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
a funny remake.
They were like, oh my God, we have money for special effects.
What
now
you,
let's make it
yeah,
really
what
campy.
What did you
I
think
can't,
of the,
It was unnecessary.
Did yeah. you see the remake? The recent remake?
Yeah,
yes,
I saw
did.
It. That
I
shit was scary.
It was creepy. It was. I felt like it was more shock than substance,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't lie, though.
I
loved
I was
Evil or Army of Darkness just because it was so fucking funny.
I did, too.
No, it's good, but the first one was genuinely scary. Though,
yeah.
Army
oh,
of
yeah.
Darkness
yeah.
is more fun, and it's a good
it's
ride.
It's funny as hell.
When she's in the basement,
oh,
saying the cards and shit.
Oh,
yeah.
oh fuck.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
He looked like he was raising the roof.
Right? He did.
The Return of the Living Dead series.
Yeah.
So the first one was like straight up 80s.
Oh yeah,
with the brains that guy the swamp guy
Yeah, Tarman. They call him Tarman.
Yeah, Tarman.
Yep.
So that one was kind of campy, but the third one had this like hot zombie chick.
Yes. She had to keep hurting herself so she wouldn't eat people.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. The Return of the Left.
Isn't that the premise of iZombie? Kind of
watch a lot of fucking horror.
I think that's
the
purpose.
She still has to like eat brains and shit, but she does it in a more discretionary way.
it's more correlated with iCarly.
That's going to wrap it up for this episode of Multi-Postural.
Wrap it up.
Thank you,
hold on,
friends.
One more time. Multi-Postural.
Thank you, friends.
We'll catch you on the next one. Big shout out to our sponsors, fans, everybody else out there. We'll see you on the next episode.
I didn't even get the dirty dancing.
Be sure to check out our website, www.multipostural, as well as on social media at Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, and Twitter.
Yes! Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Like to take an opportunity to shout out another one of our sponsors, Bull's Tavern, located in downtown Winston-Salem. They have 24 taps, classic cocktail lists, and great bourbon selections, live music, four nights a week, and Sunday fun day home spot with Bloody Mary and Mimosa Bar. Guys, check out Bull's Tavern in Winston.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.